Hello and welcome to another installment of the What Would Kate Do podcast. It's Christine speaking with you today, and we're going to keep with a theme of the Royal Tour of India and Bhutan and look back and discuss some of the key events and fun surprises that we got to enjoy while the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge were on tour. Now, we're all going through a bit of tour withdrawal now that the late nights and early mornings are over and William and Kate are home with George and Charlotte and Lupo. But I figured that we could all cure the royal tour blues by reminiscing on our favorite moments. So the tour started in India, where the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge were greeted on arrival and then went straight to their hotel for a ceremonial wreath laying. Kate wore that stunning Alexander McQueen red short dress, which was a beautiful piece, but I really feel that this event sort of lost a lot of attention and momentum, and it's a shame because the dress was very beautiful, the event was very meaningful, but I do think that it didn't get its due attention, and I really wonder why that is, and I'd love your feedback, but I think it's because after the arrival and the wreath laying was really one of the favorite events of the day, and that was when the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge went to play some cricket, and they met with local kids and local, cricket stars. Kate wore that fantastic Anita Dongre dress, and I think that those events were just completely overshadowed the earlier events upon arrival. Also during that time, they took a bus tour of the town and they visited the Bangara water tank where they scattered flowers as a ceremonial sort of offering that's very traditional for visitors who come to the area. You may disagree with me, but this sort of period of time where Kate's in the Anita Dongre dress, she's playing cricket, she's meeting with kids, they're on the bus tour. This was my favorite event of the day, far and away. Even my favorite dress of the day, which may surprise you, because in the evening they attended that glamorous Bollywood gala where Kate wore the stunning Jenny Packham gown. And while I really loved the Bollywood gala and I thought it was a lot of fun, I always enjoy events more where Kate is playing and she's with children and, you know, there's not as much glamour as there was with the Jenny Packham. But in the evening, they attended a Bollywood gala with Bollywood stars at the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel, and that was a really fun, beautiful, glamorous event for them to enjoy. On to the next day. On day two, they had a busy schedule. They started the day meeting with local entrepreneurs at a space called The Social. They attended a ceremonial wreath laying, and they visited the Gandhi Smitri, which is a memorial museum honoring the work of Mahatma Gandhi. For these events, Kate wore that Amelia Wickstead dress. And again, I'm curious as to why these events, which are very meaningful and were very interesting, didn't garner as much excitement as some of the other events. And I have no answers here. It was very interesting that I think that they were very meaningful events, and I'm glad that they did these events on the tour, but they definitely didn't gain as much excitement. In the afternoon, however, there was a lot of excitement as the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge attended a garden party honoring the Queen on her upcoming 90th birthday. The Duchess wore a spectacular Temperley London crop top and gown, and many people commented that they never thought they'd see the Duchess of Cambridge wear a crop top, and I would probably agree with them. I definitely never thought that that was going to happen, but she did, and it was stunning. It was very culturally appropriate. It was very beautiful and perfect for the occasion. And I thought that the garden party was a lot of fun. It was very much a cultural mix of, you know, sort of all these Indian citizens and dignitaries and professors and, you know, people who are connected to the British culture but are very much Indian. And then there's also the British expats who attended. And it was just a great fusion of cultures, of sort of a British tea party filled with Indian culture. And I thought it was a fantastic celebration. Now we are on to day three, and this was another day that, well, I loved all the days, so I could say every day this was my favorite day. On day three, they started the day that met with charities for desperately vulnerable children, and these are children, most of them, who live in extreme poverty or who live in extreme situations. And William and Kate met with the charities that can help support, you know, the children in these dire situations. for this event, just for you to remember, is when Kate wore that long maxi dress from the UK high street brand Glamorous and the Russell & Bromley flats. And again, this might surprise you, this was my favorite event of the day. And I think it's because Kate was on the floor with the children, you know, dress and designer shoes be damned. She's in the dirt. She's, you know, she's down on the ground with them. And I just thought that was fantastic. At this event, one of the children asked her to draw a picture of her house, and she drew a picture of a very nice house. Some people speculated whether it was Anmer Hall or was it Kensington Palace, and I actually wanted to throw a thought into the world of, I felt it looked a lot like her childhood home in Berkshire. I felt it looked like a lot like that home that had all the Daily Mail articles when it was sold, that this is where Kate grew up. And I'll tweet out a link for the home that I'm referring to, but it looked a lot like it. And I wonder if maybe it's not Kensington Palace, maybe it's not Anmer Hall, but maybe it's the house that she was a girl in before she was the Duchess of Cambridge. And I think if that's the case, then that's actually very sweet. In the afternoon, the Duchess and Duke of Cambridge had lunch with the Prime Minister. Kate wore a green Temperley cocktail dress. This was a very strange event to me. It seemed like everyone was a little bit awkward to be there, which is very funny because, you know, both the Prime Minister and Prince William and Kate are used to meeting so many different people that it's surprising that they would ever be in an awkward situation. You'd think they're good at talking to everyone by now. But it did seem a little bit strange to me, and I'd love to hear if you also felt that there was a bit of awkwardness in the meeting, or maybe it's just me. Maybe when they were in private enjoying lunch that it was not awkward at all and it just came out in those pictures. And then in the evening, they traveled to the Kasaragna Park, where they enjoyed a campfire. And I definitely expected this to be more of a casual event in jeans and, you know, a top, but Kate wore a beautiful, long Anna Sui maxi dress. And at this event, they enjoyed sort of cultural dances, cultural performances. They met that young boy who was just totally adorable and stepped on Kate's shoes. And I thought this was a really, really fun event. Unfortunately, because of the cell service at the park, which was a nightmare, there wasn't enough coverage that I think was due to such a fun event, but it was still a fantastic part of the tour. Now we're on to day 4, which maybe this was my favorite day of the tour, but I told you I'll say that about every day, was the safari at Kasaragna Park, where Kate wore a pair of Zara biker trousers and a blouse from a famous Australian designer and her Sebago Ballast shoes. And the safari was so amazing. I love the pictures that came out of the safari. They just look like the world's greatest couple. And I thought it was so great that they were able to sort of bring a spotlight to the work that the Kasaragna Park is doing. They were able to meet with the people who work at the park, who support the conservation efforts that the area really focuses strongly on, with the one-horned rhinos, with the elephant population. And they even visited the Kasaragna Discovery Center, which was founded by Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall's late brother, Mark Shand. And I thought that was a very powerful, meaningful visit to support the Duchess of Cornwall and her family, while also supporting William's passions for wildlife and conservation. And for those events in the afternoon, Kate wore a fabulous Topshop dress that everyone is literally fighting for. And I know some of us have had horror stories trying to get this dress, but fingers crossed that Topshop restocks it, eh? On day 5, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge departed to Bhutan, where upon arrival, Kate came out in that amazing Amelia Wickstead coat. And I wanted to discuss this because when Kate first wore the coat to a church service many moons ago, we all hated it. It just was not the most flattering coat, the best outfit, anything like that. Yet when she disembarked the plane in Bhutan, it was one of my favorite coats on her. Maybe it was the belt, maybe it was the jewelry, I don't know what it was, but I thought that the whole look was fantastic. Later in the afternoon, they were treated to a traditional Bhutanese welcome, where Kate changed into a Paul and Joe cape and custom-made skirt. They participated in an archery contest, which produced some very, very fun images of William and Kate. And they just enjoyed sort of the cultural aspects of Bhutan in this very large scale ceremony throughout the day. Then in the evening, they were photographed departing their hotel for a private dinner with the King and Queen of Bhutan. Now, you'll remember the King and Queen of Bhutan are very young for a reigning sovereign, so it must be very interesting to hear about how their lives are so different from William's and Kate's, who are much further down in the monarch's, hierarchy. For this, Kate wore an amazing Tory birch dress, which everyone was a bit torn on, I think. And it was interesting because Drew Barrymore wore the same dress, I think the same day, technically. And it was very interesting to see the polarized opinions on why is it an American designer? Why is it, not a cultural dress? There was a lot of questions, and I thought it was a beautiful dress on the Duchess and a very nice choice for the event. Day 6 was another favorite day of mine, I told you, and they spent most of the day on the hike to Paro Taksang, which is a 5 to 6 hour hike up a hill to a monastery that's perched over a cliff. It is an iconic event for people visiting Bhutan. It's very popular. It is also regularly hiked as a sort of pilgrimage a few times a year for the Bhutanese people. This event was obviously a fan favorite. There was hugging, there was arms around each other, there was playfulness with the Duke and Duchess. I thought Kate looked great for the event, and I definitely trust that she picked what was very comfortable for her to wear. Because at the bottom of the hill, it must start out cold, and then as you get higher, it gets very warm. And, she's an athletic woman. She goes on country walks, she's been on hikes, she knows what to wear for this sort of event. And I think the linen shirt with the leather vest with the boots, and I thought it was perfect for the event. And I definitely trust that she made the smartest, most comfortable choice for a 5 to 6 hour hike. And we were all extremely impressed that she didn't even break a sweat, which I'm not sure if she touched up her makeup or if she is just extremely lucky, but I think that's a secret that only William and Kate will ever know. Later that evening, the Duchess of Cambridge made a miraculous switch from sort of hiking gear to a gorgeous floor-length Beulah gown at a reception for British nationals living in Bhutan. And I loved this event. Kate looked absolutely glamorous. Her gown featured a poppy print, which the blue poppy is the national flower of Bhutan. And it was such a wonderful event to sort of, form and solidify the relationship between Bhutanese and British nationals and British nationals living in Bhutan, and just really solidify those relationships between the two countries. It was a really beautiful, glamorous evening. I feel like, again, it didn't get as much attention as I wanted, and I don't know why, although I think the dress is beautiful. And if you think the dress is beautiful, then you will probably love our giveaway of the Beulah red poppy print scarf, which is the same exact fabric as the gown that Kate wore. And we'll post a link on Twitter of that as well so that you can enter to win one of those. Then we come to the final day, where William and Kate were treated to a traditional cultural farewell at the airport in Bhutan. And then they boarded about a 2 to 3 hour flight back to India, where they were in Agra visiting the Taj Mahal. And this was an extremely meaningful visit that I think fans and reporters really put a lot of power into. And I don't know if William and Kate were as sensitive to the subject as we all were, but I think there is a reason it was the last event on the tour, because it was extremely powerful, memorable, and iconic. Many years ago, Princess Diana of Wales visited the Taj Mahal, and the images taken there of her alone at the bench became very sensitive and very much connected to her unfortunate failed marriage. And I think William and Kate were aware of that, although I don't know if they put as much power into the situation as we did. And they had William and Kate had a brief tour of the Taj Mahal before coming outside to take photos, which they knew ahead of time these would be iconic photos from this tour. These photos will last forever, just as the photos of Princess Diana have lasted forever. And they were very much aware of that. And ultimately, they decided to sit on the same bench as many others have, including Jackie Kennedy, Queen Elizabeth, and Princess Diana, and countless others. That bench must see so many photographs day after day after day. And I think the iconic photo of them sitting on the bench very much joins other dignitaries and other, high-profile people who have the same iconic photo on the bench. And I think it was important for them to do that. I think it was important for them to say, yes, we are connected to Diana, but this is more about us as people, as everybody else who sits on this bench every day and takes a photo. And there was a lot of talk about how they're creating their own new memories, and I think that is absolutely true, that this was a moment for them and not a moment to be compared to the late Princess Diana. And as much as we love her and miss her, I think that this opportunity was really more about William and Kate as a couple, as royals, as just people visiting the Taj Mahal. And I think that their decision to sit on the bench, you know, will they or won't they sit on the bench, was one of the funnier debates we've had in the royal world. But their decision to sit on the bench was very wonderful, powerful, and meaningful. And I loved that Kate noted that it was a very romantic visit ahead of their 5th wedding anniversary that is next week. Following the visit to the Taj Mahal, they had a quick lunch before boarding the plane back to the UK to see George and Charlotte and Lupo. And I'm sure that they are catching up on sleep and fighting jet lag and just cuddling their little ones. And we are so sad that the tour has ended because it was so much fun, but we are very grateful for the wonderful memories and opportunities and events that we got to witness during this tour. And we hope you enjoyed the tour as well. I wanted to take a brief opportunity to thank all of our readers, our followers, our friends, our Twitter fans, our Facebook fans, and everyone who reads the blog. We are always eternally grateful and often overwhelmed by your support and love, especially during times when we are sleep deprived through tours or babies or things like that. And I personally will always be overwhelmed with gratitude to the people who love us and support us and talk with us and read our blog. And a big thank you to everyone out there who's listening to me chatter on right now. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. We are planning another one in the coming days or week or so. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you.